Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment is an expert business analyst and consultant, author, speaker, radio show talk host, columnist, and radical sales and marketing professional. Tom Marquardt, he's the profit repairman, helps small businesses start up, grow up, turn around, survive, and succeed. His new book is entitled My Little Black Book to Success. Joining us on the line to tell us more from Fort Myers, Florida, is Tom Marquardt. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm curious, how did you originally get into helping small businesses altogether? How did this come about for you?
Well, number one, I'm a small business owner, too. I'm in that 90% of all businesses in America. I have less than 20 employees, and I started my business with my partner back in 95, and we do staff leasing arrangements. We outsource the human resources and the benefit administration part of it for them. And what I was seeing is, obviously, I didn't make any money on a client that went out of business. So when I saw a client struggle, I jumped in and helped them turn their business model around in operations and sales and marketing. And while I was doing this, my background is the hotel business. I was a hotel executive for many years.
Yeah.
And I realized that the core principles I learned in running a hotel, I could apply to a small and mid-sized business in operations, sales, marketing, HR, and accounting, and effectively turn them around and save the backbone of America.
What is it about the hotel hospitality and infrastructure, a business operating model that you took away that applies across the gamut when it comes to small business?
Well, number one, I think a sales pipeline approach. You're always looking in the hotel business on a 90-day or 12-month pacing report to see exactly what's in your pipeline, per se. And in hotel lingo, you know, you look at your house count or your future reservations or your group sales and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's all a sales pipeline. That's the first thing in sales. Secondly, a hotel is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. It never closes, which most businesses get an opportunity to shut their doors and kind of realign or correct if there's a problem. A hotel doesn't, which makes it operationally more difficult than a lot of businesses that are run in the United States. So that kind of, you know, taught you how to be able to motivate and keep personnel when you have to keep the thing open and alive every single minute.
Yeah, the 24/7 matter of it, I suppose.
You know, and human resources, I think labor efficiency modeling is critical. I mean, every day you look at, in the hotel business, you know, you have certain standards that have to be met when it comes to cleaning rooms or folding laundry or working the desk shift. And also in accounting, everything's broken down by the penny. There's a cost per occupied room driven on every single fixed and controllable operating expense. And that's how you really should look at your P&L. So I kind of, you know, wanted to summarize operations, sales, marketing, HR, accounting, but there's so many other things. I put in the book over 50 things in these four categories so that you can read the book in a few hours and apply it that very day to your small business.
In a broader sense, Tom, why is it that so many small businesses fail? I mean, what crisis are they facing?
Well, I think we're all in this recession we're facing. Small businesses struggle in good times and bad, and I don't think it's the lack of the passion. What I think, unfortunately, is that somebody knows how to do something very effectively, but they only see one angle of it. Maybe they love the product or they invented this product, but they don't know how to market and or reproduce it on a scale and get it out to the marketplace, distribution. You know, you see a lot of small business owners that don't have technical knowledge. Maybe a business school training, they have the passion, but knowing how to effectively manage people and stay in compliance with local, state, federal regulation when it comes to your HR module, accounting, you know, I know everybody knows what QuickBooks are, but are you effectively putting your general journal entries in and, you know, looking at it, you know, and looking at your receivables and your free cash flow. So there's a lot of components that a small business owner unfortunately does it because you have such a limited staff. As I mentioned, 90% of all businesses in America have less than 20 employees. You usually don't have that extra layer that a large corporation does to segment these things, to have each people kind of in their niche and know what they're doing to make the wheel go round. You have to make the wheel go round, and sometimes you're so busy making the wheel that you forget where the wheel's going.
We're visiting with Tom Marquardt. He's the Profit Repairman. That website, www.theprofitrepairman.com. You know, there's not a small business that I've talked to, or anywhere for that matter, Tom, that isn't interested in getting more customers. I know you have some unique thinking around how to do that. Can you share with us a little bit of your insight about how to just fill the pipeline and close customers? Is that something that you can share?
Absolutely. And it's a great question, because let's face it, you can run the business as effectively as anyone can, but if you're not having sales, you're going to go out of business. So you have to focus on that top line first. And number one, the first thing I tell my clients, let's look at the current client base right now that you have and understand their buying habits, why they're buying from you, who's your top accounts. Because one thing, people either want and or need your product or combination. What is that want and need that's driving, A, your current client base? Because when you understand that current client base, you can start breaking them down into more niches and understand that buying pattern. From there, you can expand upon it. Because a great example, I mean, let's say you have a specialized fishing tackle. You need to understand people that are buying that fishing tackle. And when you understand that, you can then start penetrating and saturating these new niches that you understand why they're buying it. Maybe they're buying it because it's special to a fish that only can hang the weight of this fish long enough to reel it in, things of that nature. So first of all, I tell it's a learning thing. First, you have to understand that about your product and why people are buying from it to go and try to target new clients. That second critical part is targeting new clients, and the cheapest, most effective way is called share shifting, and that's moving people from your competitor. So the next step I tell is, let's look at your primary and secondary competitive set. And I mean, look at them from a consumer point of view, not from a business owner to business owner. Truly understand why people are going to your competitor and not you. It's kind of like knowing what the Joneses are doing. Because once you understand what they're doing, you need to then find what makes you different and market to that differences to try to pull their client base over to you.
Do small business owners have trouble finding their unique selling proposition, that unique thing that makes them them?
Well, you know, if they do, ask. Ask a consumer what you're worth and what makes you special, and they'll tell you. I mean, obviously not every single buddy, but if you throw it out to them, they're going to tell you what makes you unique. Start asking around, and anybody you can think of, and say, what makes my product so different? But you've got to find what makes you different, because that's the only way. If you hold a sign up, David, that says lowest prices in town, you're not going to get any attention. I think if you hold up a sign that says longest family-owned business in the city of Fort Myers, Florida, for, let's say, glass installation, that means something. Nobody else can say that. And from that, you build a marketing campaign on those differences, because everybody that installs glass has glass to install. What do you do different? So I think that's the most critical thing, because once you do that, you then set yourself apart to value sell your product and not just price to price.
Tom, what is WITFM, and how do you use that?
Sure. It's what's in this for me. And, you know, again, people say, well, I'm not selfish. We as human beings do something either for the benefit of ourselves or the benefit of an organization, you know, social or religious. We do it for a reason. There has to be a need for us to do it. So what I tell my clients is, before you roll out any new initiative or sales campaign or any, you know, operational change that you're going to make in business, find what's in it for the associates and the consumer, and educate them on that. You know, I think a great example, I think, is the great the new Listerine commercial that's now an 8-in-1 Listerine, so you only have one bottle. Clearly, they haven't done much different, but what they've done is add all these products into one bottle, so you have one use. And so the what's in it for me is the time savings and or the convenience of a one-bottle purchase. But they told me what's in it for me, 8 different things from one mouthwash. Look all around, and you'll see that every time you buy a product, you say, what's in this for me? Is it what kind of satisfaction? So when you roll out these new initiatives, let's say you got to cut hours for the associates because business is down. You need to explain to them what's in it for them. Listen, I'm doing this so we don't have to fire 10 people. We're cutting everybody's hours by 3 hours across the board until this recession, you know, is over. Things like that. You tell them what's in it for them. You will gain acceptance, and people will onboard with these new initiatives and or sales campaigns much more effectively once they get there, what's in it for me taken care of. So do that up front before you roll out any sales and marketing, operational changes, and things like that.
Tom, when you talk about identifying express service potentials within a small business, what does that exactly mean?
Well, before we start, I want people to kind of think of gas stations 20 years ago. It really was, you know, most of them were full service, attendant came out and blah, blah, blah. Well, then that went away. And then people literally had go in, they prepaid, they came back out. Now you pay at the pump. What an express service that the gasoline stations have come up with, because they understand that you want to zip in and zip out. So that I use that analogy so that people kind of understand. Let's take your business now. What services or products can you offer an express basis? A great example, if you have a client that comes in every month and purchases X product from you, and again, it can be whatever widget, and you start tracking this, my suggestion to my clients is, listen, this client clearly has a repetitive purchasing habit from you. Why don't you simply set up an auto pay debit situation and ship it right to them? And while you're shipping them, give them a promotional literature of all these new things that you're doing. Things like that. You've got to find different things that people are wanting express service. In the hotel business, express check-in and check-out service has revolutionized how people check in and out of a hotel, because it also does two factors. The consumer's very happy because they don't have to wait to check in. And number two, the hotel owner's happy because he has to have less people at the front desk to check people in and out.
Yeah.
Everyone wins. That's what you have to look at express service potentials. When you start doing that, you'll find things that you can do within your own business that you can either automize, make it automatically happen for consumers, and or you can simply say to them, what services would you like me to offer an express or a more convenient location or delivery system? That's what I mean by express service potentials.
All right, thanks for that, Tom. Tom Markwright is our guest. He's the Profit Repairman. The website, www.theprofitrepairman.com. Tom, I wanted to ask you about your book. It's called My Little Black Book to Success. What can readers expect between the covers?
Well, I do a quick session at the beginning of the book, David, called Stop Biting Your Nails and Start Sharpening Your Claws. And there's 14 things that people need to stop and start doing today to get them in the mindset to be successful both in their career and, of course, their life. That's the first section. But the meat and potatoes is how to run your business like a hotel. And it's broken down to operations, sales and marketing, HR and accounting. And there's over 50 rock-solid, time-tested principles. And it's meant literally, you can pick the book up and read it in 2 hours. That's why the title is My Little Black Book. It's not a big black book. It gives easy to use examples and analogies. It is a down to earth reading that literally you take it, and once you get done reading it, you pass it forward to every associate in your small and mid-sized business to read this book as a mandatory read to get them in the mindset of ownership zones and triage management and remembering the hook and forecasting, and you name it, labor efficiency, breaking down income statements. People need to realize that in the small business, everybody truly does play more of a part than they realize.
Beautiful. Tom, thanks so much for your time today. A wealth of information. You are really a resource. What kinds of activity? I know you're doing some writing. Tell us a little bit more about the Profit Repairman and, you know, kind of what your range of activities is in your business.
Well, you know, once again, I have two businesses. One, we do the employee leasing solution to take care of the HR and accounting side of the HR and benefit administration through my company, Platinum PEO Resources. And then the Profit Repairman is the consulting arm. And I do everything between phone consultations. I have webinars that people can do. I have a blog talk radio show. I'm just all over. People can sign up for a free weekly e-zine. Every Monday morning you'll receive a tip in a different department on running your business. And pretty much, or they just pick up the phone. Like I said, I don't have a lot of staff, so I'll probably answer the phone a third of the time.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. Our guest has been Tom Markwright. He's the Profit Repairman. Once again, the website, www.theprofitrepairman.com. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
David, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.